Welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. And today we're answering our fifth question in our Grounding Your Faith series. Pastor Leek, some people may wonder after they become a Christian, are my sins forgiven? What about the ones that I still commit after I've come to Christ and been saved? What if I still struggle with the old thoughts or bad habits that I formed in my former life?
Yeah.
Well, were all my sins paid for on the cross or just some of them? So the question today is, why is it important that we believe Jesus paid for all of our sins?
I love this question, and I like how you introduced it. It's a personal question, isn't it? I mean, are all my sins forgiven? All of them? I know the ones that I committed when I was younger, Jesus must have gone to the cross to pay for those. But what about after I became a Christian? Does God still forgive those sins? What about when I'm an old man, if I'm still committing sins? Would Jesus pay for that? And the answer, of course, is yes. Jesus did not go to the cross to pay for some of our sins. He went to the cross to pay for every last one of our sins, the ones we've thought in our head, our spoken sins, you know, our evil actions, things that we should have done that we didn't do. We call those sins of omission. Pay for them all. And the scriptures are pretty clear about that. Back in the Psalms, it says in Psalm 103, he pardons all your iniquities. Iniquities is another way of talking about sin. In Revelation 1, it's praising Jesus for being the one who released us from our sins by his blood. That doesn't sound like he released us from only part of our sins, you know. In Ephesians 1 and Colossians 1, it talks about the forgiveness of our trespasses against God. Again, it looks at all of them as a lump, and they're all forgiven. I love 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. What a wonderful thing. And all of this was prophesied in the Old Testament in Isaiah 53, where it said that he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. And again, talks about all of our sin being put on him and him paying for all of it with his wounds that he suffered on the cross. So the book of Hebrews talks about when Jesus went to the cross, he went to the cross to pay for sins one time. He doesn't have to keep offering and offering over and over and over again like the Old Testament priests had to do with their offerings, with which they offered again and again, which never really took away sins. He went to the cross one time for all, paid for all of our sins, and we need to rest on that. You just think about how freeing that is for your conscience when you are feeling guilty because you committed a sin and you're like, well, I'm not following the Lord as closely as I should. You remember Jesus paid it all for you. Isn't that wonderful?
And if that weren't the truth, then we couldn't be in heaven because we aren't clean. And so we have to believe that Jesus paid for our sins, or else there's a sin out there lingering that might keep us out of heaven, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't be clean. We wouldn't be able to talk to him in prayer. We wouldn't have a relationship with him. All of that is based upon our cleansing. He doesn't just like wash our feet or, you know, wash our hands. He cleanses all of us with his blood. His blood was powerful enough to wash away all of our sins. There are a number of great hymns that make that point, but, you know, Jesus paid it all to him I owe, and there are many like that. So, hallelujah, Jesus paid for all of our sins. How wonderful that is. Don't let Satan play with your mind or bring that guilt back. They're all paid for. Of course, we should try to live to please him, but just remember, there's no condemnation for those of you who are in Christ Jesus. How come? Because all of our sins are paid for.
Hallelujah, indeed. Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.